It Is Finished, The Ultimate Price. Written by Larry Fleetwood. Narrated by Stephen A. Gannett. Chapter 1. The Coat of Many Colors. I pondered on the name of this title and decided on The Coat of Many Colors because it was the actual reason Joseph's brothers hated him. The coat signified that he was Israel's, or Jacob's, favorite son, and showed his birthright even being the youngest at the time. But he was the first of Rachel, whom Jacob chose first, and he had blessed him above them. Not to mention, everyone loved Joseph as well, and they were jealous. In Genesis chapter 37, verse 3, it states that, "Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was a son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors." His brothers were already grown when Joseph came along, and being he was Rachel's firstborn, he was favored. Now remember, these men were Leah's sons, and that makes Rachel their aunt. So Joseph was also their cousin by their mother, yet brother by their father, because Leah and Rachel were sisters. They hated everything about him, and I can only imagine it was because of how their father had raised him for the past 17 years, where this story begins. I am sure Joseph was already known as a dreamer, because he did not think twice of telling this dream to his father and his brothers. And I am certain he knew how they felt about him, because the Bible tells us they could never speak kindly to him. The question that comes to mind is, why would he feel the need to tell them such a dream? If you are not familiar with this one dream that started this journey for him, I will enlighten you. In Genesis 37, beginning in verse 5, tells of his dream. And it states that when he told them, they hated him even more. Even his father asked him if he really thought that the events in his dream would happen. He did not only have one dream and tell it, but he also had another and then told his father and his brothers. The biggest question here is, why? Why go and tell such a dream to men who you know hate you and let you know it? 17 years this young man lives with them and knew full well he was not liked, yet he felt compelled to tell them it all. The dream was basically telling them and his father that they would bow down to him. What? The nerve of this young man to want to come tell them such a ridiculous story of a dream and think they would even entertain such from him. The Bible tells us his father observed his dream, but his brothers envied him. By this age, I'm sure he had many dreams before, and many things had come to pass of what he had dreamed. So his dad knew there was something to this one. Maybe. The brothers had gone to feed their father's flock, and Jacob sent Joseph out to them, alone. I assume here, the father never thought that they hated him that much, and in all actuality, I do not think they did. But God was working behind the scenes to have destiny happen on this day. Had Joseph never told his dream, he would have never been sent away to the place to save his family. I am jumping ahead here, but this story is interesting to me. Let me back up here. I must go into this family's past to let you see who they were and what they're about. This hatred stems from something in the past, and it began with Rebekah, Isaac's wife. Let me begin with, Leah and Rachel were sisters, and Jacob had come to their father, Laban, to work 7 years to marry Rachel, but instead he got Leah. So he worked another 7 years to have Rachel anyway. Leah quickly began giving birth to sons while Rachel was left barren. Rachel envied Leah for being able to have children, so I would say
Sample complete. Ready to continue?